Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Yeah, we're officially into March now. It's the 2nd of March, 2021. We got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Get ready for a lot of new features coming to Google Workspace. Yeah, get ready for tools for categorizing your focus time in Google Calendar and chat. And Google's also going to give you better ways to join Meet video conferences with multiple devices. And if that ain't enough for you, Google Assistant, well, it's going to be coming on in as well. However, though, it will be showing up in Workspaces in beta. Now, with the new changes coming to Workspaces, various tools like Gmail and chat, they'll be aware of your current status and even location and adjust your notifications to suit you. And as you probably guessed, all these lovely new bells and whistles is all designed for you that are working remotely currently. Speaking of video conferencing, Instagram, well, guess what? It's a party now. Instagram is going to let 4 users go in a single live stream. Now, currently, it only accepts 2 broadcasters in a single stream, but apparently they're thinking the more the merrier. And it's probably also an answer to Twitch's squad streams, too. Instagram says they are hoping this will open up more opportunities for users by allowing people to host things like talk shows, jam sessions, or even group tutorials. Or maybe just a nice place for 4 friends to hang out. All right. Now, if you're on the creator side of things, Google's hoping that these live rooms will give you more opportunities to earn money. And on top of that, buy products from them or even donate to their nonprofits. It's also easy to get it set up and running, too. You can start broadcasting by swiping left and picking the live camera option. Then you'll have to tap the rooms icon, and then you can choose which guest you want to add. Well, according to OnePlus, something new is on the horizon. Yeah, if you see their latest teaser, it's the moonshot looking down at Earth. This moonshot, yep, is indicating an announcement is coming on March 8th. Apparently, that's when the company is expected to reveal details of its next flagship smartphone. That would be the OnePlus 9, by the way. Now, what we're supposed to gather from the moonshot image, which, by the way, was photographed on the Apollo 8 mission, maybe it's going to focus on the camera features. As far as what we do know, at least what the rumor are telling us about the OnePlus 9, it's expected to have a flat 6.55-inch screen with 120Hz refresh rate, while the Pro version will have a 6.8-inch screen, also with a 120Hz refresh rate. And finally, speaking of mobile phones, get ready to fold your iPhone. Maybe. Yeah, well, we were talking about rumors. Let's just keep on that rumor bandwagon, especially for Apple. The new rumors coming from our main man Ming over there in China. Looks like we might be getting a folding iPhone. Not this year, and not next year either. Probably 2023. So yeah, this is pretty far off. Yes, Mr. Ming over there in China saying there will be a 2023 launch for the new Apple iPhone, the foldable version. And apparently we'll have a screen between 7.5 inches and 8 inches. Now, of course, this does kind of come on the heels of the reports we've been hearing about Apple having a prototype folding iPhone. As far as what it will look like, well, think iPad mini. That is when it's completely folded out. So if that tells us anything, looks like Apple might be taking a few tricks from the Galaxy Fold. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yeah, it's still located over there at britishtechnetwork.com. Everything that happens at the British Tech Network, well, you can find it right over there. Not to mention, we got some pretty damn good podcasts over there for your choosing, too. So have a little look around today. And while you're looking around, hop on over to our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely join our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the family today. So what's taking you so long? Start typing it in now, britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.